Yes, it is true that we have been calling around looking for potential trade partners for Johnny Manziel. You know, not that we're not happy with him or our whole quarterback situation here in Cleveland. It's great. But never hurts to, you know, see what's out there. So, Jerry. Hey, how you doing, buddy? It's Jimmy Haslam, Cleveland Browns. Yeah, I'm sort of like you, but a little less. Right. Hey, remember last year you had a lot of interest in Mr. Johnny Manziel? Mm-hmm. Hey, what if I were to tell you that for the right price, he could be yours? He's laughing. I don't see what's funny, Jerry. Well, the reason I'm calling is a little birdie told me that the Jets might be looking for a quarterback. Yeah. Well, it just so happens that here in Cleveland, we have an embarrassment of riches at QB, and we are willing to part with Johnny Manziel. Hello. Hello. He hung up. Boy, that Jay Cutler seems like a real pain in the butt, huh? Well, I'm going to propose something, and I want you to hear me out on this. Well, he won the damn Heisman 2 years ago. It's more than you ever did. Yeah, and I wanted to talk to you about a potential trade. Who are we offering? Johnny Manziel? I said, Johnny Manziel.
I don't want Johnny Manziel.
There's no reason to curse at me. Let's keep it civil. No, this is not my one phone call, but you're like the third person to make that joke. Ha ha. You got Matt Castle, and you're telling me you have no interest. Matt Castle! Jerry's still laughing. That's right. All we're asking for is a 7th-round pick, and that'll get you both Johnny Manziel and an official Pilot Flying J windbreaker. Okay, so let me get this straight. You would get Johnny and both of our 1st-round picks, and who would we get? Brian Hoyer. Now, that wouldn't go over well, I don't think. Of course, I understand your concern, but he's almost 5'10 when he's wearing cleats. No, you can't just have the windbreaker. You got to take them both. That's the deal. Jeez! Well, same to you, jackass! Ugh. Well, that's every single NFL team, so that's not good. Come on, Jimmy, think. Yellow! Hey, is this the Cleveland Gladiators? Hey, this is Jimmy Haslam calling on behalf of Johnny Manziel, who would love the opportunity to help. Son of a...
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. I know the NFL season isn't here yet, isn't quite here yet, and we have never, ever, ever done an off-season episode, but we said, fuck it, why not? We want to talk football. There's a lot of stuff going on. This might make some of the preseason shows that we might do a little bit easier, so fuck it, why not? We're basically, what this episode is going to be about is we're going to just talk about mostly how our teams have been doing in the off-season and everything, the trades, moves, all that kind of stuff, draft, because we did want to get a draft preview or review done, but as time went on, it just made it, we might as well just do the off-season as a whole, or at least up to this point. So, let's get into it, and first off, we have, like always, the Mop Jockey.
Howdy.
And we have FTW.
Hashtag cancel the NFL Network.
No, we're not canceling the NFL Network.
Oh, okay. Well, hashtag keep it.
Let me see. If it was hashtag Beast in the East, the NFL version would have to be the worst to England? Hashtag worst to England?
If you're sending something to England, it's going to be hard to be the worst there. That's pretty shitty area.
How would the Raiders do? Send them over.
Actually, I'm still saying send Jacksonville. I still believe that's going to happen.
Can we send the Mop, you'll agree with this. Let's send the Steelers over there.
Now, can we send them to, like, China? Well, someplace where they'll get killed, all of them? Send them to fucking Afghanistan for a while.
No, if we're going to send them somewhere to get killed, we're just going to send them to Oakland. Anyway, Let's get into this. What team should we start with? Let's start with a team that somebody definitely wants to talk about, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Got rid of LeSean McCoy. Wasn't sure how I felt about that. Yeah, I got their Wikipedia up and what they did this year. Nonsense.
It's not that we don't stay updated. It's just, I know one of my things about things offseason, there's just so much shit that goes on, and you need to have some sort of cheat sheet to keep it all straight because people go everywhere. It's like you have a lot of people showing up at a team that weren't there the year before. Then you have a lot of people going many different directions who weren't on a team anymore. And that is every fucking team.
Oh, I can't find nothing about them. So anyways, got rid
of... Go to Philadelphia Eagles Wikipedia page and go on the one beginning part. There's a part that says current season. Click on that and it'll give you everything that they've done so far.
I can kind of run down some of these. They traded LeSean McCoy for DeMarco Murray.
That might be good.
They traded quarterback for Bradford or Sanchez.
Yeah.
They got rid of all the receivers.
Yeah, that's stupid. You pick up Pico Alonso on defense from Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at defense yet. Look, did you guys have Zach Ertz, or is he new to your team?
We had him. I don't know. Honestly, just I see him maybe winning 5 games this year. No wide receivers. Gonna have to count on a running back to do everything. Defense is shit. Offensive line was shit. Tim Tebow's there, which is, I've been saying that for years. I'd love to see Tebow with the Eagles. I don't have a lot of hope for Philadelphia this year.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at some of their games. They have to go to Carolina. They have to go to Detroit, to New England. Yeah, those are going to be tough games to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly, DeMarco Murray to me is not as good as LeSean McCoy. DeMarco Murray was good because he was behind the best deep offensive line in football. And now he's not anymore. He doesn't have any receivers, you know, to help take the pressure off. He doesn't have a tight end, you know, that to take the pressure off. Good luck. And he's coming off, what was it, almost 500 fucking carries or some shit?
Yeah, well, we did pick up Miles Austin for wide receiver, so.
Yeah, he's still listed as a backup.
Yeah, let's say you picked Miles Austin out of where?
We won.
Yeah, how much was Yeah, we did use him. I'm not going to say a lot. We used him enough.
Yeah, that's a guy, I don't know what happened to him, but he just fucking went.
Mm-hmm.
He laid a big old fucking turd.
I'm
trying to pull up their draft class real quick.
They picked up Nelson Aguilar, who's a wide receiver, Eric Rowe, who's a cornerback, Jordan Hick, Corey Shepard, Randall Evans, and Brian Mahalik.
And I know nothing about any of these guys.
Mm-mm. Pick up Eric Rowan?
Yep, we got Eric Rowan.
Pulled bicep and all?
Yeah, well, might as well.
Oh, no, never mind. This guy plays cornerback. There's no fucking way Eric Rowan plays cornerback.
Yeah.
It looked like they went kind of defense heavy, didn't they?
Yes,
corner, inside linebacker, corner, and defensive end.
Anything else?
No, there's not much to talk about with Philly.
So what do you think of Chip Kelly's getting rid of, like, everyone?
I am not a fan of Chip Kelly.
Because he's racist.
Well, no, I think that's a little bullshit. But
I think it's just he got rid of some of the worst players or players that he thought was expendable or not in his plan, and just ironically, they're all of the same color.
The problem is what did he get in return? And that's not true either, because the quarterback that he traded away was white.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did forget there was, like, one or two exceptions, but it's just, like, nobody's pointing that out. You're just pointing the ones that fit.
And LeSean McCoy, his contract was up, if I'm not mistaken. And the receiver, Macklin, I believe, was a contract situation also.
Yeah, he went to Kansas City.
But, yeah, that's total racism, because the guy's contracts went up and they tested the free agent market.
Anything else?
I can throw out a stat here real quick if you want. It's more fantasy football based, but since Chip Kelly took over in 2013, the only quarterbacks with more fantasy points than the Eagles quarterback are Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Andrew Luck.
I think that's going to go downhill this year. I have no hope for Philadelphia.
Dude, I'm telling you, Sam Bradford coming out of college and, you know, granted, he went to a really shitty St. Louis team, and he's gotten hurt. He was really fucking good. He deserved the number one round draft pick that he got. If he stays healthy and they find something for him to throw at, I'm telling you, he'll be a decent quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I do have hope for Sam Bradford if he can stay healthy. He has nothing around him to help him.
It kind of pissed me off when those rumors came out that the Eagles had offered like Bradford and 9 other draft picks for the Titans pick, and they didn't take it. If that shit's real and they didn't do it, fuck the fucking Titans.
I think they wanted what's his nuts?
They wanted Mariota, right? And if the Titans did not take that deal, and it was what they offered, it was something ridiculous. It was like 6 fucking draft picks and Bradford and I think somebody else on top of it. If they didn't take that deal and drafted Mariota to keep him as, I don't, whatever the fuck they keep him for, but that's fucking stupid. Oh my God.
Nashville was excited. There was, like I said, they have electronic signs all around Nashville, and there were a couple that would flash. It's just that they all flash, but I only see them at random times. Some sort of like pro Mariota saying like the duck has landed.
Yep.
Oh yeah, they're gonna promote the shit out of him now.
Oh, they were excited. Supposedly, like, not that long after he was drafted, like, maybe within minutes or something like that, or within, like, an hour, those popped up.
Yeah, but that's also the Titans promoting it. As a fan, I'm kind of, I don't really give a fuck because there's nothing else around him.
We need to get Wild on this one. Wild's a Tennessee fan. I want to know what his like thoughts on it are too. Because I mean, it just all depends. Because you're just one person, you're not really in the middle of the fan base. But I know, like for example, when Browns picked up Manziel, I was excited, and others were too. But I know other ones who were like, I don't know why.
I see a lot of, and I thought the same thing when they drafted Vince Young. I see a guy that isn't really an NFL quarterback.
I don't know. We'll get to Cleveland, Charlie. Anything more on the Eagles?
Nope.
And everything?
They were shitty.
All right. We'll go into Cleveland. There's a couple things that kind of need to be talked about from the offseason. We'll start with the personnel, and I'm just doing the cheat sheet of Wikipedia. There's Miles Austin's gone, Cameron's gone, Hoyer's, thank God he's gone, Jamal Sheard gone, Tyler Thigpen is just a unrestricted free agent. Oh, and we did have one of the big additions. I knew we had one wide receiver, and I'm curious to see what happens. The free agency pickup of Terrell Pryor.
Oh, I thought you was gonna go with the wide receiver.
He is a wide receiver.
No, the one from Kansas City.
Oh,
Dwayne Bowe.
Dwayne Bowe, yeah.
I've got the depth chart or whatever here pulled up. They have Hartline on one side, Bowe on the other side. Yep. Barnage at tight end.
That's not a full depth chart, really.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they don't come up with the depth chart really until after.
No, but this is probably who it's going to be. I don't see anybody that's going to take over Dwayne Bowe or Brian Hartline as receivers.
I'm curious to see how Pryor does. You got to remember, Terrell Pryor is a wide receiver now.
Yeah, I think it's going to take him a year or two to get that under control.
Well, I think, because I had one friend like kind of bitching about picking him up and everything, and here's the way I look at it. Like, yeah, he wasn't a good quarterback. I get it. But unlike Tebow, he was willing to change to still play the game. He didn't have too much pride where, no, I have to play quarterback. It's kind of like, well, you know, he got cut by the Bengals.
Yeah, I think the Bengals were the last team to have him. And
he got cut by the Bengals. Before that, it was the Raiders. So he was basically saying, okay, if this won't be it, I think I can play wide receiver. Who want to pick me up? Then Browns were like, well, we could use one. Well, nobody else out. Let's try you. You'll have the hometown team or the hometown fans behind you because you're from Ohio State. See what you can do. And I think it's going to be, he's got to prove something in preseason. I could see him getting cut. It's like, hey, you know what? You weren't good enough to stay around. I'm sorry, you're gone. Or it's like, you know, we want to see how you do in the season.
My thing is who fucking cares? What the fuck are they out for signing a guy and giving him a tryout? Does it hurt the team? Is it going to take away something from the team? Did that stop them from signing, you know, Jeremy Maclin? No, it didn't. It's giving a guy a fucking tryout. If he works, great. If he doesn't, shit happens. You're cut.
I don't know. It's one of my friends kind of being negative and being kind of a snob about stuff, and he's trying to say, like, I've been watching him my whole career, and he has no football value, and the only thing he could do was maybe hold the football for the kicker. And I'm like, dude, like, I checked his stats. His receiving stats pro had to be some sort of like trick play he did for the Raiders. He was like 1 for 1 for 22 yards.
Yeah, I mean, come on, seriously,
But what I'm saying is he has some experience, very little, not like notable, but you can't judge him on something that he has hardly played. That was my big point. It's like, dude, he has no idea how he's going
to
play.
If he turns out to be even a halfway decent receiver, if they can keep him on just to run kind of trick plays with him.
Oh, that's the other thing, too. If you have him, I would love to see them bring back, even though I know they won't, and I think, I don't know if he's a free agent right now or not. I don't think he is. Josh Gribbs. You could design some special plays. Actually, no, not that. That wasn't it. I'd like to see him, and then you could throw him in, but Manziel. Some sort of special plays between those two could be interesting. And I'm not saying Manziel start. I'm saying, like, all right, we got this play in mind. Manziel, go in.
According to NFL.com, Cribs still plays for Indianapolis.
That's what I thought. But hell, even get all three of them in one fucking scheme. Fucking
hell, throw fucking Sanchez and Tebow in there, too.
That's Sanchez. But like, I'm talking about, like, quarterbacks who have some sort of wide receiver running back background, or vice versa.
And honestly, most guys play quarterback in high school and then trade off to a new position going into college, like to receiver, running backs. So,
oh, yeah.
It's not unprecedented for the guy to move and change positions.
Yeah. Well, Josh Cribbs, he was a quarterback at Kent State.
Right. It's not unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name down in Jacksonville was the quarterback at Michigan and then moved into the running back at Jacksonville. And actually, when he was healthy, did pretty goddamn well.
That's what I'm saying. The having some plays around with, like, Manziel, who you know kind of normally can run or throw, and then you have Pryor, who can receive or throw, depending. It would be, like, a great way to bring back the Wildcat formation. The thing that I hated about the Wildcat formation when Cleveland used it when it was big, they always put Josh Cribbs behind center. They always used it for running. They rarely did the pass play, which would fucking annoy the shit out of them. Anyway, but I'm curious to see what Terrell Pryor does. I think if he doesn't make it, well, if he makes it through preseason, he's going to be good.
And to be honest, I think the wide receiver situation at Cleveland right now, you could sign fucking Mark Wahlberg and just give him a chance.
Now he plays for Philly.
No, that was just in the movie. In real life, he's going to play for Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
And maybe they really can get fucking LeBron to come out and play one season for the Browns.
Give Manziel somebody to throw to.
Yeah.
He's a boy. And then, I mean, those are like the really notable free agency stuff. And, okay, we signed Josh McCown. I'll get into it a little bit more when we... Actually, yeah, I'll just wait till we talk about Manziel, because I'm going to talk about that kind of stuff. Everything that's going on. The draft... We had, I don't know what the grades from other people were. If I'm going to rate this, I'm going to rate it a C. They didn't do anything flashy. They just did their best to fill in spots that are needed. Granted, wide receiver is somewhere where we lack, and then I think after the past couple of years, we don't want to do anything drastic on quarterback just yet, especially after signing Josh McCown. I mean, we picked up defensive tackle, offensive lineman, defensive end, running back, another defensive tackle, safety, wide receiver. We didn't get a wide receiver until the fourth round, 123rd pick.
Yeah, and I've never heard of the guy.
Cornerback, fullback, tight end, inside linebacker, cornerback.
My only thing is, why are you... Because the guy, this Cameron Irving, is listed as a center. Mm-hmm. Why are you drafting a center when you just signed Mack to a long-term deal and he's coming back healthy? I don't understand that.
I don't know. They did get rid of the center that they had. So who was that you said was that?
The one they drafted?
Yeah.
Cameron Irving.
Irving, yeah. Well, they have him listed on Wikipedia as just offensive lineman.
Yeah, they've got him on ESPN's depth chart. They have him behind. They have him backing up Mac, and they also have him at right guard as the backup. Now, the right guard may change. It is John Grieco right now, so maybe he moves into the right guard position.
They have him on Wikipedia, just his page. He's listed as guard. But it's like I said, it's preseason. Probably off-season. We haven't got to preseason yet. Things will definitely change, and that's when they make the final.
Yeah, and there's still cuts to be made and all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, I will say Tyler Dukes is one that kind of piqued my interest looking at him a little bit, out of Miami, the running back. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got a feeling he can be a dramatic player, but you've already got West and Crowell, who are both young and getting ready to, one of those two is going to break out soon. So why add a third?
I think it's because in the NFL, you were always looking for a running back who is Adrian Peterson, Matt Forte, who is just a number one back. We have two running backs that have to do the job of one.
That's every team anymore does. There's very few teams that have individuals.
And the thing is with running backs, they can fall off at any moment.
Oh, their lifespan is what, 3 years tops?
Mm-hmm, pretty much. So, I mean, that's pretty much it, at least for me, on the Browns and their draft and free agency. Some of the other offseason stuff, we already talked about at the end of the year about fucking Gordon's suspension. Sorry, I've defended you enough. Go fuck yourself.
Did we ever find out what it is? Is it a year? Is it indefinite?
If I'm correct, it's a year, but he can apply for reinstatement early next year.
What a waste!
And it's gonna be suspension without pay.
What a fucking waste!
Yep.
Because his suspension is, and this is what it's listed on Wikipedia, for at least one year, possibly indefinite. But I think it's they'll hear everything a year next year at this time, not this time, but early in the year, and they'll do everything out. Yeah, it's such a waste. I'm not obviously we kind of talked about the end of last year. I'm not very happy.
I can see a 30 for 30 coming out about him and the kid from Jacksonville, Blackman, whatever his name was.
Justin Blackman.
Yeah, fucked up their fucking career because they're fucking idiots. And throw fucking Hernandez in there, too.
Yep.
And then we can briefly talk about it. Nothing much to say for me. The suspension of the general manager for tampering and sending text and all that kind of stuff.
That's fucking stupid.
It's stupid, but, you know, rules are rules. Don't grant it, we're the Browns and we need all the help we can get, but rules are fucking rules. Before I get into Manziel, that's the main event for me. Let's talk about the new Browns colors and uniforms. Obviously the Browns colors are the same much. It's just like a tint different. But what do you guys think of the new uniforms?
I don't know yet. I gotta pull it up and look.
You didn't see all the hubbub when all that shit went out?
Yeah, I didn't pay much attention to it. I didn't notice there was actually any difference.
Oh, yeah. Drastic. How are you?
I mean, change is good, I guess, but new uniform ain't going to make a better team. I don't know what the big deal is.
It has before.
Yeah, look at Tampa Bay.
That's true.
Seriously, Tampa Bay changed their shit after they got rid of the creamsicle, and I want to say, was it the first year after the Broncos changed their logos, they won the fucking...
Yeah, after losing four in a row.
Yeah, they won the fucking Super Bowl. I mean, granted, it's not just like, alright, change everything and just start winning, but I think it's letting go of the past and trying to build anew, and hopefully when you build anew, you start winning. It's definitely not guaranteed, but it's trying to build towards the future, not the past.
Is this one of those, is their dress blue and gold, or what is it, black and yellow, or whatever the fuck it was? Because this color looks red to me.
I think it's lighting. I think if it's little lighting, it kind of looks red. If you have a lot of bright lights on it, it does look more...
No, I'm looking at a promotional picture of it, and it's got the brown one, of course. It's got the white one, and then there's... I want to say it's fucking red.
Yeah, it's... Go to Wikipedia.
Well, I'm looking at Google Images here, so hold on.
So go to Wikipedia, because that's what I'm looking at. And then you have every combination of uniform out there, and it's 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different combinations. Yeah, that's 9. Because they have all a uniform in all three colors and a pants of all three colors. Is that 9?
Yeah, I'm not finding one specifically designated to the uniform. I found their page.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page? Go to current season.
I'm on the 2015 Cleveland Browns season.
Go down where it says logo and uniform changes.
And there's like two lines and then four pictures.
Yeah, the first one is a lineup of all of them.
Oh, goddamn, such a small picture.
I'm looking at it on my phone.
I don't see what's different, really, about them.
What?
I really don't.
Dude, they're way different.
Are you blind? Do you know what the old jerseys look like?
I'm trying to pull it up to try to remember, but at least I didn't go with this one that I'm looking at here. Those are ugly as fuck.
Man, it's probably one of the stupid ones that they pass around. It's like, oh, these are going to be new uniforms, and it's just concept drawings that people come up with and kind of like fan. Some of it's almost like fan art, because I'll see it all the time. Like, for example, like football teams named after, like every football team named after Star Wars, or give a Star Wars theme.
Yeah. They look very college. To me, they kind of look like the Miami Hurricanes uniform.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of the these new, like, I guess it's NFL or Reebok or somebody that is doing both. That
The Nike does uniforms. I think it's maybe whoever they hire to come up with what uniforms look like. Thing is, like, I don't think the Browns uniforms look like the Seahawks. Seahawks are ones that definitely look...
Yeah, they're very collegey.
Yeah. The Buccaneers newer ones look college. And it's, what I think it is trying to do something new. Trying to take uniforms in a different direction in the NFL. Because you have so many teams like the Giants, the Browns originally, the Steelers, the Colts, the Bears, the Packers, like some, they're showing that they have this like traditional look, and they'll probably never change. But you have teams that like maybe they don't look as traditional, or they don't always keep up with the theme, and they go, okay, we're gonna change it. Like, you know, the Broncos could definitely change it in 5 years, and it wouldn't be a big deal. The Cowboys have constantly changed what their jerseys look like, yeah, and updating them every so many years.
But they always they never make major changes. The Cowboys, it's little subtle things. Mm.
But you also have like the Bears, who have had like pretty much the same uniform forever.
Yeah.
The only thing that they ever added was after when George Papa Bear Hallis died, they added the GSH on the arm sleeve.
Yeah, they like might change like the font on the numbers, but that's, I think they've done that once. Yeah.
Bengals are another one. They've changed their uniforms.
Yeah, since the Ken Anderson era, they went to the stripes instead of just, what was it? It said Bengals on it, I think. What it said. I'm seriously not seeing that big a difference between these uniforms and the old ones.
Well, they're it's a different color combination, as in it used to be a brown jersey with white numbers, or a white jersey with brown numbers. Orange was an orange jersey with, I want to say, yeah, it's white numbers. Don't quote me. And this is doing like a different kind of combination.
I mean, I don't think that's that big a deal.
It's white with orange numbers, blue with orange numbers,
Cleveland on the chest.
That is different. It says Browns on the leg.
It's Cleveland on the chest, and the numbers have a drop shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the new trends, though, on all jerseys.
At least
they didn't do what fucking Oregon did and put fucking alligator scales on their wings or on their shoulders.
Of these jerseys, I don't care much for the white or the orange. Like, I'll never buy an orange jersey. I'm not making that mistake again. The white kind of looks like the old jerseys, but the brown jersey with the orange number, to me, that looks new. That looks different. That looks awesome.
I was going to say, I like the brown jersey with the brown pants. I like that look a lot. I don't care for white on white. I really don't.
I'm waiting for a poop pun from you.
No, I'm actually giving it a real opinion.
Yeah.
I really do like the black, or the brown on brown. I really do.
Yeah. Brown on brown looks good.
And it looks good with the orange socks. I don't think if you put the brown socks with that, I think it would look stupid.
I don't know how I feel about orange on orange. It looks like a giant creamsicle.
Yeah, that's one of those that you trot out once a year. Now, the orange with the brown pants doesn't look bad either.
Yeah, it looks different. Now, the thing is, I like just if they do something that's different. And I kind of wanted them to change the helmet and maybe come up... Well, they have a different logo now with a bulldog, and like actually putting it on the helmet. But I guess Haslam likes how the helmet doesn't have a logo on it. Like, we're the only team in the NFL that's like that. We're the only team that our logo is our helmet. So actually, you're wearing the logo itself. That's kind of one of a kind.
And some people take this shit way too seriously. I mean, seriously, if they change even the littlest thing, they throw a fit about it.
People don't like change. Like, they've talked about for years upon years a what-if scenario if the Indians had to change their name. And I'm the first person, I'm like, okay, cool, maybe we can win something. Maybe the name and everything is part of the curse. Let's try it out. I'm not, I mean, mean, I grew up with Chief Wahoo, but I'm not that attached to him. Even when our minor league team, the Akron Arrows, changed their name to the Akron Rubber Ducks, people got pissed, and I'm like, why?
So Arrows is offensive?
It's not that offensive. They wanted to go with a more Akron-centric name, and Akron was at one time the rubber capital of the world. Goodyear was based in Akron, B.F. Goodrich, Firestone. So, I mean, that's where a lot of stuff came, a lot of those businesses and everything came from. So let's name something rubber-related. Well, Rubber Ducks. Let's go with the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Was the condoms taken?
Yes. I'm too tired to think of it.
My bad.
Getting the vibrator ready?
Nope. Blanket's dried finally.
Sounded like a buzz. Yeah. But that's it on that. And well, last but not least, Johnny Manziel. I'm happy for him. Voluntarily going into rehab, he was there for like 2 months, I believe, over 2 months, and then he went straight into the off-season workouts. He has reportedly changed a lot about his life, and I think this is all a step in the right direction.
Hopefully.
Will this translate on the field? Only time will tell. But I want them to start Josh McCown. I don't care if fucking Manziel comes out preseason looking like Peyton Manning. You start Josh McCown, because when we signed him, I immediately rolled my eyes like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm a Bears fan. He did really good behind Jay Cutler, behind that O-line, with those wide receivers. You took him out of that element, you he voluntarily went down to Tampa Bay. 1 year later, he's gone from the organization because he was that fucking bad. Well, and we pick him up and basically tell him, don't worry, we're going to get rid of Brian Hoyer and you're going to be our starter. There's no competition about it. Why would you pick up this guy? He might do better than he did in Tampa Bay, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, also the reason Tampa Bay got him, they might have drafted somebody they really like.
Yeah, maybe.
There's that aspect too.
And to be honest, I don't think the problems in Tampa Bay were McCown. There was nothing there.
Yeah, that team was just bad in general.
Yeah, I think that they had the same offensive line that played defense for the Bears.
Honestly, yes, it really did. And on the Manziel thing, call me old school, but let the guy sit on the bench for about 2 to 3 years and learn the offense, get used to the NFL, then throw him out the fucking Wolves. Don't throw him out there fucking his, fourth game of the season or whatever it was. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, look at it. Look at the NFL. You have players out there like Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck who didn't spend time really behind anybody, and they're great quarterbacks. But then you do have quarterbacks like... Roethlisberger, too. How can I forget that son of a bitch? And you have guys like... Aaron Rodgers, who sat behind Brett Favre and learned and got better and shit.
You also got to think of the three guys that you named. They all went to teams that were actually pretty goddamn good to start with. Seattle Seahawks were only what? They missed the playoffs once in the last 5 years before they drafted Russell Wilson. They had a guy that in the running back, Marshawn Lynch, that was pretty fucking good. Andrew Luck was
the one year they made the playoffs was a complete fluke, and
was totally a fluke.
They were a disgrace.
But the year before that, if I'm not mistaken, they were a pretty solid team. He went to a position with he didn't have to be the focal point. What they want Manziel to be is the fucking focal point, and he doesn't need to be that right now. Roethlisberger was not the focal point of the Pittsburgh offense when his rookie season. Luck wasn't, he wound up being, but yeah, Luck's just a fucking freak. Who was the other one you named?
Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers, dude. Rodgers sat behind Favre for, 4 seasons?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, granted, he did sit behind one of the top quarterbacks of the past decade, so...
And also, he stepped into a really good fucking team.
Yeah, well, actually, going back, Favre is a guy that when he started, he was horrible with Atlanta. Horrible.
Well, Peyton Manning wasn't a barn burner in the fucking first couple years in Indy.
Yeah. My whole thing, I know when they draft Manziel that, because I think it was John Gruden said that when he drafted him on the clip that I have, he's like, he had 2 more years in college, and I forget exactly what he said, but he kind of insisted, like, he might need those 2 years, and I was hoping he was going to on the bench for 2 years, but I think throwing him out and doing what he did, it maybe was a point to try to humble him, and it didn't work, but everything that happened after the season has seemed to humble him. It was we're just not guaranteed to everything translating on the field. I really hope it is. Almost everything he's doing, in my opinion, is a step in the right direction. One of the best things he did recently was getting rid of, openly saying he's going to no longer do the money sign. He's trying to shed his whole image, which is great. And then there's the one thing that he did bad recently where he threw a bottle at a fan.
I'll give him that. I mean, you know, I'll break his balls for it, but if somebody's, you know, sitting there taunting me for hours upon end, I'm going to get pissed off eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it could have been handled better, and I'm hoping he meant to miss the guy, just kind of like get out of here type thing.
And didn't throw it at him, meaning to hit him, and missed him like he does all his receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But the other thing with Manziel, him and Ryan Leaf could be a like comparisons. Because they threw Ryan Leaf out there too, remember? And what happened to him? It fucking destroyed him.
Maybe it's one of the reasons why we picked up McCown, where we want him to at least hold off having to put him in Zell.
The one thing with the quarterback is they have to have confidence. If you throw a guy out there and he fails miserably, loses his confidence, he's fucked. He'll never get that back.
Yeah. What else was I going to say about Manziel? I think that's pretty much it. Like, I don't have high hopes for him. I have high hopes for him. I don't have high expectations.
Well, you're the one fan out of the million.
Well, it's just, I know Cleveland Brown's luck, and I'm expecting him to do shit almost. So my bar is pretty low. But my hopes, I would love for him to be the guy who he gets next time he actually gets thrown in, he does phenomenal. It's like, oh my god, it looks like a different Johnny Manziel. This is the guy that played in college and all that kind of stuff. That's the story that I want to see.
I just, with the team around him, I don't know, man.
I'm saying my hopes for him.
Oh, yeah.
Not going team-wise, I'm saying that's my hopes for him.
Well,
I might be biased because I bought a Manziel jersey, but that's very normal.
Trust me, as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, I know those expectations on quarterbacks and how that goes.
Gingers.
Your expectation is to make the playoffs, but
it's not just Andy Dalton, dude. It is a series of really bad quarterbacks before Carson Palmer come along. Mm-hmm. It was fucking Akili Smith and fucking what's the other fuck's name? I can't remember his name now. Yeah, it's too late. I'm getting fucking tired.
Yep.
That's the last thing I was going to say about Manziel. Actually, tying the last two things, I think I'm going to buy a new Browns jersey, but I will not be buying another Manziel one for obvious reasons. I think I'm going to go with Joe Hayden. I think Joe Hayden's a safe bet.
Yeah, safe bet when his contract runs out to leave.
I thought he just re-signed recently.
I don't know. I just figured everybody wanted out of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Love.
No, he flirted with the idea.
Not well enough.
He wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about whatever. Which one of your teams do you want to talk about, Mom?
I've got the Titans pulled up. This should be short and sweet. They added Harry.
We got Mariota. We still suck. Bye.
Yeah. They added Harry Douglas, you know, the third string wide receiver from Atlanta, and he is listed as the number one receiver. So there's that.
Oh, my God.
We added fucking Mariota, and yep, there's that. They didn't add any running backs. They didn't do much of anything else, and they are going to still suck.
And the Titans.
Should I add at the end of that?
Not Titans, but the Bungles.
The Bengals actually didn't do much either, but they also didn't lose anybody, you know what I'm saying? Which is significant. Still the same two, Hill and Bernard at running back, and Dalton at quarterback, and now the draft-wise, they picked up, offensive linemen. They picked up two different tight ends. I don't know why. Nothing really spectacular, but it's kind of what they're small pieces away from being a good team. You know what I mean? They just need to fill in little gaps. And it looks like as long as the tackles work out, considering the tackles they have, I think they're getting ready to lose. I think Whitworth's gonna be a free agent at the end of this year, which means he's gone, and Smith, I think, is gonna be a free agent.
It's kind of how I feel. It's kind of how I felt about the Browns the past couple of years. I feel like we're an okay team, but we need, like, she's like one or two more people in the right place.
You guys need skill position, whereas the Bengals need not skill positions, like the line and things like that.
Well, we need...
And a fucking quarterback.
We need a quarterback.
Well, so do the
Bengals. We might be doing enough in with running backs. I'm curious to see how we do with wide receiver and tight end.
I'm expecting good things. I'm expecting them to contend for winning the division again. Anything less than that, I think is a miserable loss.
Well, yeah, I think kind of going back to my Browns, how I think they're going to do for the year. It's kind of actually what I said about Manziel. My hopes are high, but my expectations are very low. I'm going to go. Granted, they did the progression every year, but the next step is either an 8-win season, at least an 8-win season, or making the playoffs. And I just don't see that with this team. And on top of it, as well as the rest of the division looked, when the rest of the division made the playoffs, which doesn't happen often to where there's just one team out, and we were actually looking good up until, like, the last bit of the season. So I'm expecting a hit. I'm going to go, I think, kind of go with how it changes it with 4 wins for the Browns right now.
I think anything less than 9 for the Bengals is a losing season.
Yeah, I'll have to say that too. Anything less than 9 and or second place. Yeah. Well, I think anything less than first place.
I mean, technically they didn't win the division last year, but they had the same number of losses. It was that one fucking tie that fucked them. But,
how do you think how about the Titans?
1-16 or 1-15?
Damn.
Yeah, they suck. Dude, there's nothing, there is absolutely nothing I'm excited for the fucking Titans.
3 worst teams in football are normally, your first two are Oakland and Jacksonville. Are you putting Tennessee at number 3 or are you going to go 1 or 2?
I'm saying Jacksonville and Oakland are both going to be better than Tennessee.
Holy shit. First pick again? Well, not first pick again, but...
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Let's face it, when you have the second pick, you pretty much have, like, an open field just as well as the first pick.
Yeah, but usually there's one player that's spectacularly better than everybody, and then the Titans draft someone else.
Yeah. How about Shane? How about the Bills?
Man, that's a tough one because they have beefed the fuck up. Let's see. Got Peter. I'm a little nervous on that incognito fucker because he didn't play last year, obviously, because he's a little bit of a racist.
And a bully.
He's starting.
Percy Harvin's kind of got me up in the air, but he could have a good year. Of course, LeSean McCoy. Matt Castle, I think he could do a really good job for them.
Kinda. See, ESPN's got Manuel listed as the number one quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not impressed with EJ Manuel at all. I'm saying give it to Castle.
Yes, because Castle's done something to deserve that.
Well, Jesus. I mean, compared to EJ Manuel,
that is your weak spot. That is the Bills' weak spot as quarterback.
Yeah, they're beefed up everywhere, though. I mean, I could take into effect that... Is Tom Brady still suspended for 4 games?
I haven't heard any different.
Okay. What is it? They had the appeal hearing, and then they're taking like a couple weeks to deliberate on it, or not deliberate, because what I think it's Roger Goodell did still listen over, preside over it, and he said like he'll have his verdict out by it.
Well, even if they change it to 2 games, you still miss Tom Brady your first matchup.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. The way they built this team and, got a new coach, I don't know about Rex Ryan. I'm not a big fan of him. They got potential to go to at least get 11 wins and possibly win the division. But
that's going to be a tough division, too.
Yeah, the AFC East is shaping up to be one of the toughest divisions in football this year. I mean, because you still got the Patriots that are always a contender. Miami, like you said when we were just before the show started, they're there. I mean, they got a decent team. Buffalo's normally hit or miss. Then there's the fucking Jets, which, whatever. But I think it's going to be a battle.
And it looks like you get some of your bigger, like, non-conference games. You get them at home. You get Indy at home. You get the Giants at home. You get the Bengals at home. You get Dallas at home. So, yeah, that's beneficial. You have to go to Philly in December, which will be rough.
Yeah, that pisses me off. I was hoping they were coming up here.
You have to go to Kansas City at the end of November, which Anytime you go to Kansas City, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Tennessee, to Jacksonville.
Those are two wins.
Yeah, they should be two wins. Although Jacksonville, I think, could be better than you think.
I hope the rest
division games are, you know, they are what they are.
Yeah, I mean, that team, the way they threw money around this year and the names that they got, I mean, they got one of the best running backs in the league, finally. You know, they lost C.J. Spiller, which that is what it is. They lost Brandon Spikes. So it's a New England, which that's typical, but I'm saying 11 wins.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see 11.
They're the only team since 99 to not make the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta look that up. I mean, I know the, so we had that one early at the beginning of the year about playoff wins, and the Bengals were the worst. Just the last time that the team had a playoff win doesn't mean making the playoffs. Like, Browns have made the playoffs since returning, but right. They haven't got a win in the playoffs since.
They have a 15-year They have a 15-year playoff drought, which is the league's longest active.
Yeah,
they have potential to make the playoffs finally, and it's going to be interesting to see. I know there's, Buffalo fans, and you know, I watch them because it's hometown and whatever. I mean, like diehard Bills fans are. They are going fucking insane for football to start.
Well, yeah, they should, man. They upgraded almost every position.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to look forward to in Buffalo this year. So
except the one.
Yep.
I mean, Charles Clay is a solid fucking tight end. Watkins is looking like a fucking beast.
Oh yeah, Percy Harvin's very hit or miss though.
Yeah, if you get the Percy Harvin, the dynamic Percy Harvin from Minnesota, dude, that team is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, Watkins Harvin is a wide receiver team that's a fuck.
If you get the fucking Seattle Percy Harvin, ugh.
Yeah,
and McCoy is a fucking huge upgrade from Spiller.
Oh yeah,
especially and, when you're gonna spell him with Fred Jackson there too.
Yeah, that's a good 1-2 punch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And their defense is amazing.
And
that was one of the top defenses in the league. So
your third string quarter running back has the best name in football, Booby Dixon.
Booby Dixon, what?
That's the running back's name. And they must have just decided to raid Philadelphia. Philadelphia's backfield because they got Bryce Brown back there as the fourth stringer.
It'll be gonna be fun to watch in Buffalo this year. Plus, debating a new stadium and trying to get it closer to Buffalo because Orchard Park is kind of close, but not really close. But I guess they're looking at trying to put them in Niagara Falls.
In Niagara Falls, that'd be pretty rough.
Yeah, because trust me, that's fucking go to downtown Buffalo and it's a lot nicer than Niagara Falls. It's fucking place creepy.
Well, if you put it in the falls, I'm guessing playing games there would be pretty rough.
No shit, dumbass. I'm at around Niagara Falls, like in that area. But I don't know where they would put it in the stadium in Niagara Falls. So
they'll put it on the other side of the border, you know, like everything else from Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
All right, on to the Bears.
Your last rant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Any moves?
Let me see.
Does addition by subtraction count?
It's pretty bad when your starting quarterback has an autographed football at an auction and nobody fucking bids on it.
That makes me sad.
Yeah.
I
threw $20 at it.
Dude, I'm going to laugh my ass off if he comes out and has a fucking fantastic season. Just fucking flips the bird to all the fucking fans and... I think it'd be fucking great.
I still like Cutler.
Yeah, you're the one fucking Chicago fan that does. Everybody else wants to kill him.
Yeah, but fucking a lot of Chicago fans are like other sports fans where they overreact about stuff. The a lot of Bears fans wanted Lovie Smith out of Chicago like years before I did. I didn't want him out until actually that last season. At the end of that season, I was kind of like, well, we had a 10-6 season. That's great and all, but you know what? We didn't make a fucking playoffs.
Yeah, that happened to Philly.
So and I'm just like we've done a lot of nothing. Yeah, we made one Super Bowl with Lovie and another NFC Championship game, and that was it. Mm-hmm. After both those years, like, we took a fucking dive.
What, wasn't that Super Bowl, like, Peyton Manning's only non-choking Super Bowl?
Yeah, pretty much.
But you had Rex Grossman.
Thanks, Bears. You couldn't keep Peyton Manning's choke streak going?
We tried. Fucking Devin Hester fucking opened up the game by running back a touchdown.
Yes, he did.
I think it's the first and only in history. I know first, so it might be the only.
That's very possible. That doesn't happen very often.
Not the fucking Super Bowl. Let me see. We got rid of a player by the name of Brandon Marshall.
Could you mumble that name just a little bit more?
We got rid of Brandon Maher. Which he's, why is he not on my this list?
Did you?
There's a lot more.
Did you guys add Kyle Long, or did has he always been a Bear?
Yeah,
he's always been a Bear. Never mind.
No, we signed another Long, but it's a different Long.
Well, I was thinking it was Howie's kid, and I thought he was in St. Louis.
He has two kids.
Meh.
And I thought we signed another Long besides him, and it's got no relation.
No, this Long, the one I saw was an offensive lineman, and
yeah,
he's been there.
Kyle Long, we drafted. He's a
young one still, 2013.
Yep. We want to get his brother, too.
Yeah, his brother's pretty solid.
He doesn't want to leave.
Let
me see.
You blame him?
Let me see. Chris Conte went to the Buccaneers. Shocker. Anybody on this team goes to the Buccaneers. It's like, well, duh. Stephen Pio went to the Redskins. Tillman went to the Panthers.
Yeah, Tillman was kind of done, though.
And then, like, we have a lot of unrestricted free agents still left. Lance Briggs has gone nowhere. Jeremy Cain.
Yeah, but I'm not hearing anybody that's a bad law. You know what I'm saying? None of these guys are bad losses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brandon Marshall, I think, was part of the problem last year.
And then, very, very small draft class, just 6 picks, at least compared to the fucking Browns.
That's because the Browns had 9 picks because they were able to offload Trent Richardson for everything the fucking Colts had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so great, huh? I honestly don't care about a lot of the picks except for that number one pick. First round, 7th pick, Kevin White, wide receiver out of West Virginia. He was high on my list. Him and Cooper.
Personally, if I was a Bears fan, I would rather had Cooper. Kevin White scares the fuck out of me. He's coming from West Virginia for one thing. West Virginia does not have a good track record of producing professional football players.
Oh, fuck that state in general.
Well, yeah, but they also have the lowest requirements academically to get into college, which means he's probably stupid too.
But I don't know. That's what I want to see right now. It's getting a guy first round. It's the top two, and I think the thing is, with Cooper was already gone. We were kind of fucked.
There was one other guy there. I just didn't remember. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Anyway, yeah, we also got a defensive tackle, a center, a running back, a safety, an offensive tackle. I think some people were like, oh, you know, I think asking for it, like, oh, are you scared because the Bears picked up a running back? And it's kind of like, no, not really.
Wait a minute. Are they asking if Forte is worried about his job?
Well, I think this is last year in his contract.
It doesn't. Dude, if I'm Forte, I don't give a fuck who they draft.
Yeah, you're.
Dude, Forte is one of the top three best running backs in the fucking game.
I mean, I'm biased, but he's my favorite just because I think he's a great running back, but he's also a good wide receiver at the same time.
Oh, he's a great pass catcher. That's why he gets up there. So that's why he's so high on the on my list of running backs.
He just needs to stay healthy, and at the same time, that offense around him needs to stay healthy.
Yes, very much so. It's very much he goes as the fucking Bears go.
All right. I don't got much else to say about them. I actually forgot one of the bigger changes. I know we got rid of Phil Emery, but we also got rid of what the fuck's his name? Is it getting late? I even thought of his name earlier. Mark Trestman. Got rid of Mark Trestman, and we have a former...
Mike Singletary.
What?
You guys signed Mike Singletary as your head coach.
No, we didn't.
No, but that'd be fucking hilarious.
Can't do it.
I'm going to drop my goddamn pants at a halftime show.
Cannot.
All right, so how many wins are the Chicago Bears winning this year?
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Can't do it.
They go to the Super Bowl that year after he leaves.
Yeah, that was the funny part. But no, also what else got cut off from is what we got... Former Broncos coach John Fox. I like that signing. Great. I think I wanted so bad. I wanted fucking Harbaugh. I like Harbaugh. Of course, since I like Harbaugh, where does he go? Fucking Michigan. Fuck you.
Right.
Harbaugh seems like one of those guys that would get old really quick.
He's a coach that would get in players' asses.
Yeah, you get in a millionaire's ass and see how long he's willing to do what you say. I'm
trying to think of good coaches who have. Good look at Ditka.
I think Belichick does some of that, but I think he's, I don't know how enthusiastic he is about it. Whereas I think Harbaugh's like overly enthusiastic about ripping people up.
I want it now. Anyway. Bears is another one. I have very low expectations. I think we'll be lucky to get to 4 wins. I mean, if I went game by game, We got our normal division games. Then we got Cardinals, Seahawks, Raiders, Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, Broncos. That'll actually be interesting.
Oh, God, that's going to be a brutal fucking schedule.
Yeah.
Niners, Redskins, Buccaneers. And then also you got to remember two fucking Green Bay, two fucking Detroit, and two Minnesota.
Yeah, when you look at the other three teams in that division, ooh, you guys are in some fuck. You guys are in bad shape.
I know. That's what I'm saying. For was I do. I want to see the offense do better. But I have no hope or no expectations for the defense, because the defense is hardly fucking there.
Yeah,
I don't know whether
about 65 points a game to get that defense to even come close to winning a game for you.
Yeah.
When
you, and well, we need the defense to actually show up. You get the defense to show up, and you might see a better offense. Because I'll still say up and down. The biggest problem with that team last year, even the problems that Cutler was having in offense, was based off of the horrible fucking defense.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a quarterback not able to go four and out because he knows as soon as he gets off the field, the defense isn't going to do shit, and there's going to be seven more points up on the board that he's going to have to play up against. You should be allowed to have, I mean, can't say you should be allowed to have four and out, but yeah, you can have four and out. But
yeah, every once in a while, but you need to be able to sustain a drive. And if you're tired, you're not going to sustain a drive.
Yeah, so, well, in between, yeah, there's just so much fucking there that annoys the piss out of me. So I want to see the defense actually show up. I want to see Grizzly Bears as a defense, not the fucking Care Bears.
Well, with the offenses in your division you're going to have to face, you're going to see probably a lot of Care Bears.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be Grumpy Bear. Pretty soon I need to be Bedtime Bear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very soon.
Yeah.
Should we do tweets next or the call?
Do tweets, because I need to go to the bathroom.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yep.
Bye. We get up the Twitter, and if you want to, well, regularly we do this on the normal shows where we talk about tweets using hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and this is ones that were sent randomly that we didn't technically ask for. We just said, hey, we're doing an episode, and people are like, okay, let's send you some tweets. We'll start off, I don't know. Actually, I think we should do the call first, because there are those things that Ant talks about in the call.
Okay.
And I forget which is which. And I think he's safe.
God damn it, I'm going back to hold on.
Read MP.
Alright, MP3.
Yo, boys. Good to have you back. Ant the Vigilante here from over the sea, here in sunny England. And yes, it is actually sunny at the minute. But I thought I'd send you an email as soon as you won't talk about Giants, so I thought I would. It's a bollock, so you sit back for the next 2 minutes. So, anyway, New York Giants this year don't hold up much hope at all, to be honest. Let's look at the offensive line to start with, which was the major issue last season. We've done as much as we could do. I mean, Will Beatty has been injured, so that means that Eric Flowers, who was the number one pick for the Giants in the draft, he will have to play at left tackle and not right tackle as we'd all hoped for. So the offensive line's still going to struggle, which means a certain Eli Manning's going to go to Sac City, I think. Looking at the signings, Shane Vereen's come, which is pretty decent, I suppose, decent running back. But to me, you know, we've already got Andre Williams and Rashid Jennings there, so it'll be interesting to see how those three are going to rotate. But certainly that's a little bit of an upper. The other upper, of course, is having Victor Cruz back, which be interesting to see how him and Odell Beckham get on with each other. I think those two together could personally be one of the best receiving lineups in the league, if not one of. It's certainly the, I think, personally. But we'll see how that season goes. We'll see how ODB goes in his second year, the difficult second year. I think the worst thing, Eli Manning's not signed a new contract, but I couldn't give a shit about that, to be honest. I'm pretty happy that he hasn't yet. But let's have a look at where I think they're going to finish. A bit downhearted, but there you go. I think a decent season would be 7-9. We've got no chance of the playoffs at all. We're going to finish behind the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think everyone's, all Giants fans have realised that, and sort of we're looking for next season, I think. 8-8 would be a great season, and 9-7 would be a miraculous season. So the chances of playoffs for us Giants are zilch. But you never know. We've said that before, and you know, we've come out with a Super Bowl, so you never know. But
yeah.
Anyways, that's me with the Giants watch. Disappointed Giants watch from this season. We'll see how we go. We're a load of shit.
I'll stop it there. There's still more to it, but it'll come up later.
Oh, God.
All right. Do we think any of our teams have playoff or Super Bowl shots. Of my two teams, no. Let me change that. Fuck no.
I think the Bengals.
The Bills.
And I think Ann is being way too hypercritical of the Giants. Vereen adds that fucking pass catcher in the backfield for third downs. It's fucking phenomenal. They have two of the best run receivers in the NFL, as long as Cruz comes back healthy. I can see them battling for a wild card spot. I mean, granted, Dallas is going to win that division, but I could see 9-10 wins out of them.
Out of the Giants?
Yep.
No, I wouldn't say 10.
Well, I don't know. It's that division is so crazy. I will still say you can randomly pick four names for all the four teams out of a hat in order from fourth to first, and that could very well be the order that they land in at the end of the season.
The reason I say 10 is the non-conference games. They have Atlanta, they have San Francisco, they have New Orleans, Tampa Bay, well, Carolina's in their division, so yeah, and they have the Jets. All of those are super winnable games.
All right. Let's get into the tweets, and we will start off with Ant. Hashtag NFL Easy Fix. So I'm going with the Cowboys versus the Colts for this coming season Super Bowl. Agree or disagree?
He couldn't spell egregious.
No, I think he was joking, as in like this isn't egregious. I agree because I said that at the end of after the Super Bowl last year, and I'm still, for right now, I'm still sticking with it. I'll stick with it until I actually see them play regular season by the third week. We'll see how they both teams are, but they fit my criteria.
Until somebody knocks them off or something changes, I got to take Seattle again. Nothing significant changed with them. All it did was, at least what it should have done, was motivate them to fucking be even more dominant. But I'm going to take Seattle and Atlanta. Or Seattle and Indy.
Seattle and Atlanta. That's good.
Seattle and Atlanta Super Bowl. Book it.
Here's the thing about playoffs. Playoffs, anything can fucking happen.
Oh, totally. It could come down to injuries more than anything.
Well, there's injuries, but there's also... let's go back to the NFC Championship game with the Seahawks. It's one play away from being a total difference. I think that's the whole game in general, because you could say the same thing about a lot of games. Cowboys and Packers and the Super Bowl in general. There's a couple plays where maybe a pass was intercepted or wasn't intercepted or wasn't caught, they could be just a total different story. What if the play or two prior to the interception, what if that was incomplete? They're just... That's football. So,
what if Aaron Rodgers was actually healthy?
Aaron Rodgers sucked dick. Never mind, he does.
Do we have a Packer hater?
Yeah, I hate the Packers.
I don't think it's because of my fandom. I kind of believe some of the belief stereotypes that Aaron Rodgers just might be gay.
Oh, he very well might be, but that doesn't change that he's probably, if not number one, number two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
I go three.
Okay.
He shows regular season being a number one or two, but I think of just the quarterbacks in general right now, three, just because I go one and two, Peyton and Brady. At least Brady being number one.
Right now. You want to say Tom Brady is still better than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah.
You are insane.
Why am I insane?
Because Tom Brady has taken a big-time regression from what he was. He's not the quarterback he used to be.
To kind of quote you, Mom, he still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that wasn't all Tom Brady, though. It's never been all Tom Brady.
I don't know if it's been all Aaron Rodgers, either.
No, but I'm looking at, like, talent and statistics, and he is number one or two.
Who... If he's your or two, then who's your number, who would be the or one?
I might take Luck first.
I think if you're talking about younger quarterbacks, yeah, I can see that, but I don't know. I still see that. We're getting off topic. Going back to the predictions. Oh, you said Seattle. You're saying Seattle. Oh, yeah, you're saying Seattle and Atlanta. I forgot about that.
Seattle and Atlanta. Seattle and Indy. If not Seattle, it's Green Bay.
There's something about Green Bay. They're always... I'm waiting for a year for them to fall off, even if it's just one year where it's like they look at themselves like, what the fuck? Like, the NFC North is pretty much their fucking division.
Yeah, and the Detroit Lions took a big step back, losing Sue. Mm-hmm. I think Minnesota's going to be tough, but they're not on that level yet.
I think the NFC North could be the division, or one of the divisions that you have whoever wins the division going to the playoffs, nobody else.
That's very possible, or it could be Detroit and Minnesota and Green Bay all make it. So good luck.
Yeah, I don't. It's so hard to call on that one. Were you agreeing with Mop Shane?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry, I'm fucking tired.
When the dude this fucking show, you're like, I can go.
Yep, I thought I could, but I'm still going. Yes, I agree.
I got about 20 minutes in. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm tired.
Yeah. What happened to me? I crashed.
Monster energy drinks, buddy.
No, thank you.
I drank one before fucking anything goes.
I drank two now because I drank one before we started this.
Well, I can't go into Walmart right now. Hashtag NFL East Picks from Mr. DRG. Does Spiller to New Orleans do much to help that offense?
No.
No.
I'm going to go no, too, but I don't know what happened to fucking Saints. I really don't. He used to be awesome. But ever since Bounty Gate, like, when everything came out, I mean, like, and the suspension of Sean Payton, it just hadn't been there.
Yeah, they well, it wasn't just Graham leaving. Stills left. They've lost a lot. And I really don't think Spiller is any better than the running backs they had before.
All right. Andy, replying to Ant, says that he thinks it's going to be Kansas City Chiefs versus the Chicago Bears for the Super Bowl. Hashtag NFL East Picks. Okay. I get it that they're your two teams, but you don't see me going, I think the Browns and Bears are going to be in the Super Bowl, because that is so far off.
It'd be like me saying
so far off.
Eagles, so it's not going to happen this year.
Granted, they're both, the teams make sense to me and would be awesome to see them, because the AFC trophy is named after the founder of the Chiefs, and the NFC trophy is named after the founder, the Bears. That would be so cool and ironic. I get it. But it's definitely not going to happen, especially Chiefs would definitely have to make wild card, especially with the Broncos being in their division. They're like the Packers. And, well, yeah, the Bears would have to do the same thing, and that we've already talked about that division anyway. The one from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Do you guys think Adrian Peterson is going to have a career high season numbers this year?
No.
Career high, no. But I think he's going to have a better season than what some people are suggesting, would be thinking, because him having a year off. He's going to have a slightly above average one.
The Minnesota running back last season combined would have been the third best running back in the NFL. Then you add Adrian Peterson's talent to that. Yeah, I think he'll be fine. He'll be in the top five running backs at the end of the season, just like always.
Another one for man. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. What is going to be the best wide receiver combo in the league? Tate Megatron, perhaps. For me, it's Odell Beckham Jr. and whoever the fuck is team.
Victor Cruz.
Oh, Victor Cruz. Yeah, I didn't know his Twitter handle. I don't follow him. I should probably follow them on the NFL Easy Picks account, but later.
You're leaving out Cobb and Nelson also.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, Cobb and Nelson.
And I mean, we don't know what Victor Cruz is going to be coming off an injury, and I really don't. I think Odell Beckham's going to have at least one or two steps back from what he was, just because that's just kind of what naturally happens is that second years. Not to say that they won't be good, I just don't think he'll be as good as he was.
And we're also, I mean, Sammy Watkins and Percy Harvin could be right up there too. We don't know yet.
But yeah, for me, I think Nelson and Cruz would be the best two.
Right. Another one for man. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Best five moves. He says Seattle, Graham, Kansas City, Macklin, Buffalo, McCoy, Miami, duh.
It's supposed to be Sue.
That's fine. Miami, duh. That was definitely an autocorrect. And New Orleans, Spiller. What's your guys' top five moves?
Top five moves? Jesus Christ.
McCoy to Buffalo is probably, like, would be my number one. I think DeMarco Murray to the Eagles would be two. Spiller to the Saints is not that big of a deal. He's not that good.
I'm gonna agree with Miami and Sue.
Oh, I think that's huge.
Oh yeah.
He was one of those guys that it's like you question if you want him on your team, but how good he is, it's like you're trying to figure out if it's worth it. The only thing that sucks is he has just as bad a reputation as what's his name from the offensive line that they got rid of.
Incognito.
Yeah, Incognito.
Oh no, Incognito is way worse.
Well, they're different aspects of it, but it's just they're not looked highly among their peers.
Yeah, Sue's one of those guys that nobody wants to play against, but everybody wants on their team. Incognito, nobody wants him on their team or playing against. I actually think the better New Orleans pickup was the guy they traded for Graham, the center. I think it's a better move for New Orleans to, because you got to have somebody that can protect Breeze that he can actually see over. And I think the Macklin move is going to be surprisingly good for Kansas City. I think that'll give a little.
Didn't have a passing touchdown all season last year. Yeah,
right. And I think that'll change this season. No, they didn't have a passing touchdown to a receiver, because the tight ends had some.
Okay.
But I think Macklin adds a dynamic to that team. You add that with the I can't remember his name at tight end and Jamal Charles in the backfield. I think that's going to be a very potent offense.
And I'll read these last two tweets back to back. Might as well throw them in there. This one's from Ann. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. DRG has rubbed that fucking title in my face all year. This time, the number two gets polished and turns into gold. And DRG responded at Ant saying, I did no such thing. I have been an honorable champion of the hashtag NFL Easy Picks Pick'em League. With that said, neener neener.
It really doesn't matter, because neither one of you are winning again.
Hopefully this year with the Pick'ems League, we will expand. Part of me would love to get a 20-deep league, but I think we'd be lucky to get 15. We'll figure out when everything opens back up.
Right.
Now that we're in July, this is whenever I open a lot of my leagues back up and everything, because I like opening it in July and trying to plan every draft for, obviously, sometime in August. So
I've got the rest of this email to play if you want to do it now.
Yeah, go ahead. Bye.
So before I go anyway, let's go through who I think is going to win the Super Bowl this year. And we can put it in the magical red book, and we can shove it up a certain person's ass, and we'll see what out of at the end of the season, shall we?
It's not you.
But anyway, here we go. AFC, it's got to be the Bills for me. I think the Bills look fantastic. And New England will get a playoff spot. The North, Baltimore, sorry, Cleveland's shit. The South, Colts,
shit.
Going to be lucky year, I think. West, Chiefs, with Denver getting a playoff spot, I think. I'm pretty happy with that. Yeah, that's pretty good. Over in my division, East.
Going for the underdogs there.
I think he missed a division there, didn't he? There was only three, right?
No, he said I noticed for both of them, he goes for the underdogs. He's picking, or what you would figure to be underdogs. He's basically saying the Patriots and Broncos, who were 1-2 seed last year, are going to be mandated down to wild.
I could see that.
What's the odds of both of them? But like both of them getting.
I can actually see Denver not making the fucking playoffs this year.
We'll see. It's going to the NFC.
Dallas, 100%. They look amazing this year. So do the Philly as well. Actually, to be fair, so Philly will get through on a playoff. North Lions and Packers will both go through again. Two solid teams. Lions might struggle a little bit. I don't know yet. South Falcons. I think they've made some good moves over in the off season, and I think I like the look of Atlanta this year. I really do. West Seahawks. Got to be in it.
Got to be.
So anyway, so that means the playoffs would be Kansas City. Oh, God, I ain't going to cry. But, so Colts, Chiefs, Bills, possibly getting into the final two with the Cowboys and Seattle probably as well. So, but my final Super Bowl pick will have to be Colts versus Cowboys. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs or the Bills make it, to be honest, as my little wild card. But I've got to go for Andrew Luck this year. It's got to be his season. Yeah, got to be in it. And they've made some really good moves, actually. If you look at Indianapolis, what moves they've made in the offseason, they look fantastic. So that's definitely the one for me. Versus the Cowboys. Cowboys are going to be strong this year, I think. Romo the homos. Probably not. They'll probably fucking fall short. And I'll laugh. But anyway, I've got to pick them because they look strong. But anyway, that's it from me, you fuckers. It's been a long one. Like five minutes long. Jesus Christ. Good luck with that. Bye.
Bye.
Do you want to save the rest of this, or should I play it now?
Play it now.
I'm a cucumber. I'm a cucumber. Please don't take me to the pickle farm. Yes. Okay, I'm done. It's all yours. Do your little story.
I hate him so much. Fuck you, Aunt.
I was going to save that and do that as the outro.
Oh, I can add it in post. You got to remember, I have the email too.
Sorry.
I think I just got a new ringtone for Shane.
Aunt, where in the hell did you find that?
Yeah, I need to get a hobby besides looking up cucumber songs. Jesus Christ.
I knew something was coming. Wait, that didn't sound right either.
Yeah, you know something's coming all the time.
You know, it has a whole new meaning if Shane ever says that he's in a pickle. Normally the pickle's in him.
I'll never say that.
You know, one day you're going to say it and you're going to go, God damn it.
Oh, and FYI, he's talking about shoving something up somebody's ass. That was Andy.
Oh, okay.
Because he likes to shove his nickels up his ass.
Gotcha.
No, I thought because lately everybody's been saying Red Book because of Mounty.
Yeah, that could be too. I don't. He always shoves things up Andy's ass.
Well, he came up with the idea of the cucumber up going up somebody's ass. And you think Andy's the one that put it in Shane's ass?
No, I don't know. That never happened.
Well, no. Don't, knowing Andy, since he's from Iowa, he would be putting some corn up FTW's ass.
And from the sounds of it, Andy's too busy impregnating his wife.
And I have a feeling like he would do it with the corn, and it would cause so much friction that the kernels would start popping. And he'd have a popcorn bottle.
It all fits. That's all right.
He's done.
Can you play the cucumber song one more time?
No, actually, I've already exited out of it. Sorry.
All right. I guess that'll do it for us right now for the off-season episode of NFL Easy Picks. We will be back, believe it or not, next month.
Holy shit.
We'll probably be back sometime between now and then, though.
No, because next month, we're not going to start at the beginning of preseason. We'll start sometime. Like, I like to do right between weeks 2 and 3 and do, like, some whole episodes on the previews and whatnot. And then, obviously, between weeks 4 and 1 of the regular season, that's when we start the regular show. So we definitely want to get, like, predictions and all that kind of funness in.
Yeah, as I said, I'd like to get one prediction show in either after preseason starts or at least before the season starts.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I would say, like, halfway in, try to write down everything. Like, we'll pick who we think is going to win each division, maybe not necessarily record-wise, and how we think the playoffs could play out. Yeah. And right now I'm still going with Cowboys. Cowboys and Colts. And I mean, part of it's because I just want either the 49ers, which, judging by them, that ain't possible this year.
Oh, God, they're liable to have the first pick.
Or the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, because I'm getting tired of fucking Steelers fans. We got 6 Super Bowls. We're so great. Or I love it when they say rings. I just recently found pictures on Google. It's not that hard to find. Pre-Super Bowl championship rings. And if, ironically, what was it? I found like 1 Browns, 1 Bears, 1 Lions. I forget who the other one was. So I wanted to get a good variety of teams. And like whenever a Steelers fan talks about how many rings they got, I'm just like, see these? These are rings. They were around before the Super Bowl. So shut up. Anyway, that will do it for us. We will catch you guys next month. Any plugs or final thoughts, Mom?
But plug in Shane's ass?
Fuck you.
You know, on this end, anything goes, you did not plug Cerebral Satire.
Oh, yeah. I was on Cerebral Satire. Check it out. Bye.
Or DSGMP WrestleCast.
Yeah, I'm on that thing, too.
Or AllWrestling.com Week Interview.
Yeah, I'm not on that. I've never been on that.
And FTW.
I got a Twitter that I don't use anymore, and got a new car.
Find him on Instagram.
Wrong episode.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yep, and that's about it.
I should say wrong show.
My bad.
All right, and I'm Heavyset. You can follow me on Twitter at Heavyset330. You can follow the show at NFL Easy Picks. Use hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Tweets will be read right here on the show. We're not really doing anything until preseason. It's counting. Everything's counting down, and actually, as we record this, granted, it's going to be posted a little bit later as I wait for this motherfucker to pull up. Because I have a little D-Day counter that I keep every year on Super Bowl facts. Football facts. We are 35 days away from the Hall of Fame game, 67 days away from the season kickoff, and 217 days away from Super Bowl 50.
Yeah, that's
so 217 days away from cancel the NFL Network again, especially if the Steelers make it and win. And catch you guys next month, and that will be the end of regulation time.
I'm a cucumber. 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 Please don't take me to the pickle farm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. It's all yours. Do your little story.